Absolutely. I think this is a very progressive and a very welcome move to help tackle the huge amount of death and carnage on our roads. Roads that are already unsafe by people that are dangerously driving, or in fact by dangerous roads themselves. But that situation is worsened absolutely by any intake of alcohol, even to the bare limit that is allowed and legal in the north of Ireland. So the South, once again, stepping forward very progressively with this legislation to ensure that anybody that goes behind the wheel of the vehicle has no alcohol in their system. And if they do, it's an automatic ban from driving. I think this is something that we need right across the island of Ireland, and certainly the North should be no different than the rest of this island. It's a measure that needs to be extended, as there's far too many people, especially our younger generation, that seem to forget just how serious it is to have alcohol in their systems and get behind a vehicle. But it isn't unique to young people. There's many people out there of all ages and all backgrounds that seem to feel that it's okay to get them behind the wheel of a car with alcohol in their system. It absolutely is not. So I think it's now time, certainly that here in the north, that we have parity on this, and right across the islands, both north and south, and in the rest of the UK. I think that this is something that certainly it should be tackled as well at Westminster. But there is generally out there, if you look at the view of the mindset of society today, there's a zero tolerance for drink driving, and it's a deplorable situation that, as a legislator, as an MLA for my constituency, I am being locked out of an assembly and locked out of government to make any change in this regard. But I can assure anyone out there that when the assembly is restored, this will be something that I'll be bringing forward in the form of a private member's bill.
Do you feel that the contrasting laws now between Northern Ireland and the South, particularly border counties like Donegal, will find it a bit harder to regulate this new law because they're so different?
Yes, it is a bit of a difficulty, particularly when you look at where I represent in Strabane. It straddles along the border there with Lifford and the rest of Donegal. And it's absolutely ridiculous that, given that we are in one island, we're in one country, that and although different jurisdictions legally, I think that there should be some parity on this issue. There has been things done in the past with governments, particularly with the Assembly and the government in the South, in relation to driving bans, particularly for those that have offences and that they carry over now to the North and vice versa. But we'd like to see something similar happen in this regard. And there's many people out there, since this news broke, that has been in contact with me, people that have lost a loved one on the road as a result of someone else that has been drunk behind the wheel or had alcohol in their system behind the wheel. And the name that comes to mind always when I talk about drunk drivers is Enda Doan, that young man that was killed in Belfast from OMA as a result of a drunk driver, a man that was seriously intoxicated, and his family are suffering ever since. So it's unforgivable. There's no need for anyone to have alcohol in their systems when they're getting behind a vehicle. And also people must remember that that vehicle becomes a weapon when the driver loses control, when the driver is not able to control that vehicle, when they're intoxicated with alcohol. So I think that we are in a space now where there's so many cars on the road. We need to ensure our roads are safe for people that are travelling. And certainly there's clear evidence that this would have huge benefits and certainly would save lives and prevent further carnage on our roads. I think this is a welcome step, and I want to see it in the north of Ireland as well.